Blog Talk Radio.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Our air date of this episode is April 15th, 2020. Tonight's subject is vaccines. We'll be discussing the concepts and consequences of Bill Gates' vaccines that are designed to depopulate the earth, particularly those of African descent, meaning our people. This episode is uncensored, and it is for those 18 years of age and older. So please give us a call with your comments, questions, and concerns at 516-418-5996. You can follow us on Twitter at Shabaka, capital EXP. You can follow us on Facebook on our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And definitely check out Mile High News, in which I am the West Coast correspondent. This discussion, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a little bit off the hook tonight. And first place, I want to say it loud, not only am I black and I'm proud, but fuck Bill Gates. Fuck his foundation. Fuck Zuckerberg. Fuck the goddamn Center of Disease Control. Because, and the World Health.
They should all be locked up. Shabaka, they should all be in jail.
Oh, absolutely. Facing a damn death penalty, for not only for human rights violation, but for mass murder, okay, is because I've came across information of a video by Dr. Shiva, who was provided by a brother by the name of RZA Islam, who is on Twitter at @RZAIslam. and which the good doctor says is that they've been planning this shit for a long time. And then these damn pharmaceutical companies, you know, for wrongful death are indemnified. You can't sue them. So it's definitely used as a biological weapon, okay? It is also, in my opinion, is being manipulated. There's a lot of shit going on across the net, you know, with people, naysayers and things of this nature right there. People will believe what they will believe, but however, we try our damnedest to come to you with facts. And, you know, and inbox us, you know, at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on our like page. You could hit my wall, Shabaka Sankor, and what have you. Also, too, I see we're joined by Brother Isaiah off the East Coast there in Baltimore. How you doing this evening, Brother Isaiah? How's Baltimore, sir?
Listen, I'm good, Brother Shabaka. How you doing?
Hey.
Peace and black power, Brother Isaiah.
Peace and black power, Brother
yes,
Jay. What's good, everybody?
All right.
Now, we're getting ready for another blizzard out here.
Oh, for
what?
Real? Damn. Another blizzard?
Yeah. Yeah, you can
well, it hasn't started yet.
It's supposed to snow all day
tomorrow, though.
Oh, okay.
Damn,
well, round my
yeah.
Then, well, guess what? Round my way. I guess we didn't have any snow. I guess we skipped
that.
Y'all
had a tornado or something, I heard.
A tornado, sure. It wasn't like a tornado. It was like a little rain.
Okay. All righty. So we covered from Denver to Missouri to the East Coast there in Maryland. Okay. On these damn
Tell y'all, we've had a spike in the homeless population out here in Denver of the coronavirus. It's gone up from like 16 people having it to now 53 unhoused people out here have coronavirus.
Damn, 63 people?
Damn, man, from 16 to 53. Okay, so let's do a little bit of math here. That's over 34 people. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right, now, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I'm of the opinion is that they're targeting us with this shit, okay?
It is.
Because, man, because I checked out Atlantic Black Star earlier today, and also, too, NFL, I believe he's a strong safety for the New Orleans Saints, Malcolm Jenkins, has emphasized of black people of being self-reliant in this pandemic and which we need to do. And as you say there, Brother Jay, that I'm always co-signing, fuck every other group, let them hold their own
nuts.
Yeah, and fuck them. Yeah, and fuck them. It's because what this man here says is because he is saying is that we must be self-reliant is because we are the lowest priority when it comes to this shit, okay? With the coronavirus happening there in Colorado, as Brother Che just mentioned right there, and most definitely we give a shout-out there to all the staff over there at Mile High News. Okay, now, do not take these damn vaccines, okay? We're going to need some community support, even if you have to get up here and cite
Don't take the vaccine.
Don't take none of these shots they're trying to create nowadays because you know how they do.
Absolutely.
We can't trust this
government.
They've never done nothing. They've never given us anything that was going to benefit us or good for us.
Right.
As history has shown us. So we cannot trust the vaccine, any vaccine really, but specifically this vaccine.
Yes, sir. Even that measles shit, even the stuff they had for the mumps is because I remember in the 1960s where they was immunizing all the kids before they can go off into the public school.
Uh-huh.
Now, also, too, let's emphasize the homeschooling what General Melly Queen is doing down there for the Vanguard or the Black Panther Cubs down there in the Mid-South. So most definitely, if there's any black homeschooling programs out there from Denver to Los Angeles,
the Vanguard Academy supports that.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You know, because what we got to do is our feature commentator, General Nate, you know, has emphasized that we have got to close the ranks amongst ourselves and fuck all these other groups. So if any of you ass scratchers and your YASA bosses are out there, you're more than welcome to call in because you're going to get smooth fucking roasted. Okay.
Yeah, bring it on.
What we have to do.
Yeah, if you know me, I got my
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and then keep in mind, people, we got to close the ranks, okay, and we got to develop some commerce amongst ourselves, you know, to prevent this pandemic, or better yet, fuck the word pandemic. Let's just call it what
Shabaka,
it is.
I had another update.
Yes, sir.
Shabaka, I had another update
what
on what's happening on here.
Okay, what's your update there, Brother Che?
So the city was able to secure 227 respite rooms in hotels and motels for the people that are on the streets out here.
Okay.
But that's not that's not even a drop in the bucket. So they were able to get a total of 759 rooms.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But
we have
at least 5,000 homeless people out here.
Damn, and you got a blizzard coming on.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh
man.
Okay. So
they have 700 or something warehoused in the National Western Stock Show. You've been out here, Shabaka.
Yeah.
It's out there off of I-70, and like Brighton Boulevard over there. They have like 700 unhoused people on there. Yep, right next to the Coliseum.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
and
how
they're
going to
turn the Coliseum into a women's
people.
Shelter. What was your question?
Okay. And how is the heating situation for our unhoused people?
Oh yeah.
It's brutal. I know we lost several people this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It got down to like 10.
Damn.
And
felt like zero. Right, with the wind chill factor. Yeah, it's because I've been in there, man, because I've been in Denver, man, where it's gotten cold as far as 15 degrees below zero. You see what I mean?
Right.
Then also, too, but in California, you know, the weather is starting to warm up out there. And also, too, like how Brother Noble and how Mile High News has got the Unity Community going on underway, is that we got to try to at least within the next 6 months, and this is going to require a lot of research to acquire some type of land parcels out there in Southern California, if not the desert, period, is because it's going to get warm and what have you. And then, too, from what I understand on research, is that this coronavirus cannot live in anything past 80 degrees. And believe me, out there in those deserts, man, they're pretty damn quick, man. You know, it's going to be getting up there to 95, 100 degrees, and respectfully. So quite naturally, of course, you've got to have a larger adequacy of water. So maybe some celebrities might step up to the plate, you know, to try to get some hotel rooms for the unhoused right there as well, too, throughout the whole country to get our people up out of the colder climates, you know, until June, July.
It's time we start taking over these damn apartment buildings. We got all these luxury vacant apartments in all of our locales.
Yes, sir.
This is ridiculous.
Oh,
there's no reason why anybody should be on the streets.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, too.
I agree, Brother Che.
The same thing down there, too, in the Bay Area, man, is because they're building up all these luxury apartments. And what they're doing is that they're gearing it, you know, for all these tech giants to have their personnel to work from home and the comfort and security and what have you. You see what
and
I mean?
And they are not
in these
the
luxury
homeless
apartments.
People not going to get the homeless people.
Everything is closed. You can't get your Social Security card. You can't get your birth certificate.
Right.
You can't get your ID. The DMVs are closed.
Right.
You can't handle no kind of business. So the way they're saying it is if we can't go to work, then you can't go to work either, and you can't handle any business because we're closing everything down. And we already know the reason why they're closing everything down, because these crackers is the main ones that's getting this shit and dying from it.
Right.
Like, in my state alone, 80% of the people that have coronavirus are white, non-Hispanic. And then, like, something like 30% are Hispanic.
Right.
And then something like 7% are actually Black African American. And then the lowest group is 2% is the Asians.
Okay. And then, of course, we know what China is doing with
the
African
people
over there in China. Is that they put them out there on the street.
That's crazy.
What the nation of Uganda is doing is because over there in the nation of Uganda,
I can
lift them
all the way.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
right.
They are throwing fucking Asians up out of there.
Did y'all see my post? I posted on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I think, Brother Isaiah, it was your post where I got this information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody told me that basically two wrongs don't make it right. It's like, look, mm-hmm. the Ugandans are reacting to what's happening to the Africans in China.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's right.
And then also, too, you know,
and then also,
gentlemen, I see General Melly Queen is with us. How you doing, Sister General?
Oh, yes. How you doing, Queen,
hey.
General Queen?
What's up, Queen? Hey, Queen.
How you doing? Black Pound.
Always,
every day.
Always.
24/7.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. 24/7, 365 of the year and beyond. Okay, as we know here about these fucking vaccines, okay, this is.
Hey,
point.
Y'all, I'm going to get right. Brother Sekou on. Give me 1 second.
Yes,
okay.
Sir, by all means. Okay, so I'm going to meet you out, Jesse, until you come back on with it, man, and just push one, man, and then you'll be back off in the queue. Okay, but also, too, it's a beautiful thing is that the Ugandans are throwing out these damn Chinese, the same fucking thing that what the Chinese are doing to the Nigerians. Now, for all mm-hmm. you motherfucking integrationists out there talking that bullshit, where two wrongs don't make a right, we are the same and all that, you all may kiss my ass, okay? It's because we are in a state of war. You sons of bitches are out here trying to exterminate us, and I appreciate mm-hmm. Sister General Melly Queen of her post that she made this afternoon, earlier today when she did her video. Okay,
yep,
and I will be joining you tomorrow too, Melly Queen, you know, on your platform, and fuck all these other groups, and whatever we do, people, do not take these damn vaccines, okay?
Free
now, when you go to the hospital, when you go to get your permits, make sure that you have personnel with you, and I'm mainly speaking of our women and our children, is because they are soft targets. So, sisters, take as many as your brothers with you, your dad, your sons, every
mm-hmm.
male closest to you, and even if necessary, go out and get some of the brothers who's doing the street patrols all across the nation, you know, to go with you there when they take you down there with this bullshit. Now, in addition to, they're talking about easing these restrictions here.
I heard about I want to address with these landlords soliciting our sisters for sex during this time because they know they don't have money and different things. So they, one lady was talk to her landlord, and he gonna talk about if she let him have sex with her, and blase right there in the kitchen, they can do
what?
This.
Yeah.
Ladies,
don't fall, get armed, and
get trained, and you blow these mm-hmm. tricks heads off coming at you like.
Oh,
this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then also, too, Sister General.
What's going on.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. And keep in mind, though, too, Sister General, that there is a form of rape, you know, depending on what jurisdiction that you're in. Okay? Because
crazy.
I do know in the state of California that there is rape by extortion.
Like they have to do it. They have to do it. No, you don't. If he come at
right.
you like
what
this, defend yourself. You defend
yourself. Oh, absolutely.
Yourself.
And then if he is coming in with this intent, and then if he is forcing his way into the apartment for that intent, you see what I mean, then by all means have mm-hmm. his sisters defend themselves, even if you got to kick that son of a bitch up off the planet.
Right.
Because it's legally wrong
at all times,
and it's morally wrong.
Gives himself a firearm, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, you meet it back in, Brother Tech. Okay, yeah, so therefore, so now these landlords are going
Brother
up here committing in. Okay, General Sekou.
Ready for the revolution. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's
okay,
up?
Okay, we're doing
How
fine,
doing?
General. Appreciate your input tonight, General. Okay, it's because, you know, the quote you let the church say, amen, okay, and we're saying, fuck all these vaccines, General.
Amen.
And then on, okay, and then on top of that is that, as you know, the strong safety, wait a minute, okay, if I remember my football positions, it's been a while since I watched the NFL, because you got the strong safety and you got the fast safety, right? Okay, well, anyway,
right.
Malcolm Jenkins has emphasized in Atlantic Black Star of black people being self-reliant in this pandemic is because we are a low priority when it comes to the damn government. And he is absolutely correct. All these crackers, coons, ass scratchers, and yassa bosses are saying he's being racist and all this old type of shit because they're trying to get him to go up there and.
Like, no, really? How's that being racist?
Sir. Self preservation is not racism. Okay.
Right.
But at least
the
brother is not talking about going out here lynching and castrating these crackers like what they did to us for so many centuries here in this goddamn place. You see what I'm saying? So more strength and power to that strong black man right there. And in my lifetime, this is the most boldest statement that I've seen by a black athlete since Ali and Colin Kaepernick. So most definitely we got to add this brother right here to the list, okay? Also to the dunk
the third
machine.
One that
and
came out. It's the third one that came out as bold, and he said that. That's good for the brother. I salute him for saying that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's because, as he stated, we're a low priority. And then, of course, as Brother Chairs pointed out, is that a lot of our people out there who are unhoused there, as he mentioned, Denver, Colorado, and that they got a blizzard getting ready to hit Denver, Colorado. And I've been in Denver, Colorado, when they had the whiteouts and the blizzards, and believe me, it's nothing nice. So I hate to say, you know, it might be some more deaths of people dying of exposure and all that. But let's take care of ourselves first. It's because them crackers, you know, they got each other. They walk shoulder to shoulder. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just go on there and let them hold their own nuts. And pretty much, as Sister General Mellie Queen says, fuck them motherfuckers. And I approve of the goddamn message. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Because I'm
also
going out here.
Time for us to come together and hold hands. And time for us to correct. Time for us to come together in crisis like this because we are at war right now. Shit.
Yeah, so that's exactly
right
what
we right now,
we've
been
at
war. We're just waking up to it.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Right
yes,
about
sir.
That.
And
brother.
As Sister General Mellie Queen had stated in her beautiful lecture today, all we got to do is stand the fuck up and it's game over. And this is why these motherfuckers put so much emphasis on us being divided amongst ourselves. Rather if we're in the United States, rather if we're in the Caribbean, rather if we're on the continent, rather if it's throughout the whole diaspora, because all we got is each other. Okay, and that's
wherever the hell we at.
Right?
Yes, sir. All we got is each other. And then also, too, it's time for these puppet-ass heads of state on the continent, you know, to start closing the ranks as well, too. And then I believe that the brother Julius Malema, with the Economical Freedom Fighters there in Azania, I believe he had also had emphasized going out here, too, you know, getting our people up out of China. Yes, sir. Then also,
Shabaka,
too, we got to figure out a way.
Do we have any direct contact to anybody in South Africa right now?
Yeah, do we?
No, so I do know I got a few friends from South Africa on my friends list, you know what I mean? And we are heard all over the world, and I'm quite sure, you know, that they are limiting, you know, our message, you know, to the continent. It's because looking at the stats that we've been doing lately, we have been heard in Ghana, we have been heard in South Africa, you know, we've been heard in Russia. We've been heard over there in the United Kingdom. You see what I'm saying? But we got a lot of our people who are diasporic Africans over there in the United Kingdom as well, too, just like we have diasporic Africans here in the United States. So, therefore, so we need to say, fuck America, fuck England, fuck France, fuck Portugal. You see what I'm saying? Fuck Spain. And then we got to simply deal with ourselves, and it's time for us to become more and more innovative. And I believe, Sister General Mellie Queen, you and I had an off-air conversation about that. Now, how do we reach out to our brothers and sisters right there? And then keep in mind is that it is low on the continent of Africa, and this bastard, Gates, wants to go over there and test the vaccine on people in Africa. Hey, Bill.
That's precisely my point.
And then also, too, and from what I understand by the Twitter video that I did see from Brother RZA Islam about Dr. Shiva, talking mm-hmm. about, I did do a watch party on it, too,
Dr.
Brother
Shiva,
Jay, talking about how, Shiva, I believe is his name. But
yes,
go to RZA Islam page.
Dr. Sebi.
Dr. Sebi, too, because Dr. Sebi is talking about, you know, what to eat, you know, to defend against it. But RZA Islam had did a video from this guy from India who's a professor of biological engineering at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Mm-hmm. And he was saying mm-hmm. that the whole damn coronavirus thing, man, is a bunch of bullshit. They did it deliberately. They've been researching it for years. And COVID-19 is nothing more than coronavirus identification. You see what I mean? And this is why, you know, this artificial intelligence is trying to emphasize, you know, this facial recognition. And the reason why they want the social distancing is because it's hard for the facial recognizing artificial intelligence to work in groups. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, they want everybody dispersed. So therefore, the facial recognition, you know, could go out here and target people like that. And then also, too, as in regard to saying, fuck these 5G towers, tear down these damn biometric firms as well, too, is because
right.
these are the sons of bitches
mm-hmm.
that are providing the technology where they can go out there and look at you on a picture to take your temperature. Oh, mm-hmm. man, well, you know, your temperature is 101 degrees. So, you know, quite naturally, of course, they're going to send, you know, a crew out there, rather it be the pigs, the military, to gaffle you up. Yes, sir.
Right.
Don't
forget them guards too. Them national guards be coming out. They be policing the whole neighborhood. Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, sir. Yeah, that there is the military. You see what I mean? And then to mention the fact they running all this fuckery around with these ventilators. Fuckery around with these masks and personal protection equipment is coming up missing and whatnot, you see. But I'm of the opinion is that that will not help you either. Because keep in mind, this is a biological weapon, meaning it is designed to kill. Because not only could the shit, you know, going through your nasal passages and through your mouth and what have you, it can go through your pores when you sweat.
Mm. Yeah. You're definitely gonna get some nauseous when you wear the weather mask. You're gonna feel some. It's like, whew. You'll be feeling some nauseous when you're wearing it. When you be walking around and with it on,
right.
It's like, you know, I need some air because of all that shit.
Exactly. So what it is people, is that we have to get back to the earth. Grow your own food. Do not fuck with no genetically modified organisms.
Don't forget about the GMOs, too.
That's all
too.
In the plan,
yep.
too. Yeah, you see, because you got to keep in mind that these are scientists of evil that is doing this shit right here. You see what I'm saying? The World Health Organization is on it. The Center for Disease Control is in on it. This son of a bitch,
yep.
Gates, owns a patent on it.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And then I believe is that I saw Minister Farrakhan had stated that these are scientists of evil. They want you to go out here and embrace and love these motherfuckers, but they want you to hate the ones that's out here trying to save you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that shit is backwards.
You see what I mean? Yeah,
like,
you see, black family, we are all we got, and I cannot emphasize this again and again and again. I want to see the NFL go bankrupt. I want to see the NBA go bankrupt. You see what
the
I'm
MLB
saying? I want to see
too.
The damn International Monetary Fund go bankrupt. It's because what they're going to do is that they're going to try to say, well, cash is no good. It's because it's carrying the virus. So they want to hit everybody with this damn chip is because that's the only way you're going to have to do your banking and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And the stocks are going down, too.
Oh, yes, sir, you know, without a doubt. You know, so we're asking everybody within the earshot of us, you know, please call in. Give us a call at 516-418-5996 and express what's on your mind. And please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. And this is of a very, very major concern, is because our existence ass of people is on the line right here. And to quote Brother Che, to quote Sister Mally, to quote myself and Brother Isaiah, fuck every other group, okay, because they don't give a damn about us. You see what I'm saying? And your black-ass politicians up there in your congressional caucus. Yeah, you sons of bitches ain't even got the nerve to call in because you know we right. There is no argument with undisputed truth. Now, I'm not the most brilliant motherfucker that there is out here, but I know when shit stinks, and this shit stinks to high hell.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And then on top of it as well, too, go back to Grandma's Home Remedies. Fuck the doctor. You know what I'm saying? And remember that our ancestors was living, you know, to 80 to 90 years old. Eat naturally.
Right.
Get out.
Right.
Exercise. Train yourself. Get on the pistol range.
And that's why I be doing every day and on every night, too, y'all. Be training my body.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You
got
to do that. You got to do that right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely. And then when these motherfuckers, OTBs, come up to you, we're all the same, you know, you just pretty much, hey, man, get the fuck up out my face. You know what I'm saying? And tell them that, you know? Yeah, and tell them that there word for word. Just tell them to get the fuck up out your face. You see what I mean? Because that shit should be an insult to your intelligence. Seriously. Okay,
right.
General Mally. Okay, you know, the queen's corner of Mile High
hey,
News, queen. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Because I know you've been putting
your
in
mind?
Some work, sister.
No, I've just been thinking. It's just the way this shit set up, mine is just fucked up right now. And I hate the way that our people are responding, and they not responding in a manner that they trying to survive. And there's
yes,
too many of us. It's too many
yeah,
of us
you're
that's
right.
not don't give a fuck. And my thing
right.
is, don't give a fuck, man. Y'all need to move out the way or whatever
right.
y'all want, y'all going to do, because if it ain't going to be no if. We're going to make it to the other side. Y'all don't understand
right.
that this shit finna get worse than it get, you know,
it's
before it
got
gets better.
Right, it's gonna get worse. Or...
And whoever is the strong and survive, we are not gonna be caping. We ain't gonna be caping for y'all ass either.
Exactly.
Pay yourself. You're
yeah,
not gonna
exactly.
do what you need to do. Don't think somebody gonna feed your able-bodied butt.
Right.
Right.
It's not fair to the whole. That's not fair at all.
Right.
Exactly. And no, ma'am,
can I
it's me, you
this?
See.
Oh,
yeah,
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 go ahead,
no,
brother.
I want to say something.
Yes,
ever
sir.
Since we, ever since the so-called corona virus is getting a hand like that, I mean, now all of a sudden, and these parents are a little bit getting upset because they don't know how to home school their child nowadays. Like,
okay,
like
well, get with Sister Mally on that. Get with General Mally
like,
on the homeschooling. Yeah, get with General Mally on the homeschooling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because she's got the Vanguard Online Academy going
yep.
on. And most definitely,
yeah.
you know, we're going to support
people
that
all
sister
right.
there
and
yeah, get her
most
as much
of the
support as possible.
Most people.
Oh, yes,
yeah, tell them to contact us. We'll help them as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Because my thing
oh,
is,
absolutely.
Stop worrying about the rules.
Right.
This shit
right.
that can't
fuck
go
the
back.
Rules.
It cannot
exactly.
go back
no,
the way it
back.
Was.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
quit worrying about these laws and rules and shit till this shit come back up.
Mm-hmm.
If it
right.
comes back up, because we should be actively
yes,
trying to destroy this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we
exactly.
have to be very, we have to
sure,
be very, we have
if
to be very,
I was
very
a parent,
careful.
Should I be
yeah,
ahead of
you?
Yeah, you
have to be
ahead
of
you.
Cool, cool. Speak. Then back to Isaiah. Go ahead, General.
Oh, okay.
Then back to Isaiah. Go ahead, General Sekou.
We have to be crystal clear about what is the desired outcome. See, just because
yes,
we
sir.
Have black folks united around not supporting the capitalist system,
mm-hmm.
we have to talk about, okay, given the fact that it is what it is, the question becomes, this shit locks in, locks out, and fucks itself up beyond all recognition. What are
right.
we for doing? See? And the focus has got to be
yes,
on
sir.
What we're for, because we're real clear about what we're against. Everybody
mm-hmm.
has a version of what they're against, and we have no version collectively of what we're for. That
okay.
becomes the struggle now, because now it's not about what you're fighting against, it's about what you're fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
And the one
yes, sir.
Real clear is that there has to be a new way of life created with a code of conduct that allows us to participate in a way that we have never done before as
mm-hmm.
a organized people. And the truth
right.
is the primary solution to all of this is when you just look at it for real, you have folks systematically killing you.
Mm-hmm.
You have no
yep.
other choice but to kill them, to stop them
right.
from killing you. Somebody's got
yes,
to
sir.
Kill the killer. All right. Now, that's
mm-hmm.
not a task for everybody, because some folks got
right.
issues with that. Okay.
Right.
With their religious orientation and codes of conduct and blah, 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 blah. And that's fine.
Right.
You don't want to do it. That's okay. All right. Get out the motherfucking way of the shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do?
Yeah.
You don't agree
yeah.
with it. You're not agreeable to the military solution to it because everyone's not equipped to be military. All right.
Okay.
You have doctors who have signed an oath, a code of conduct that they can't kill. They got to. You have to have a certain conduct on the battlefield. You can't kill your enemy if he's laying down there wounded and all kind of shit like that. All right, so they're
right.
not good to have on the battlefield. They'll create more confusion, all right, with their
right.
confusion. So there are certain things that certain folks can't do. If you're a good teacher
yes,
and you're patient and you can work with children, good. I don't do that shit. I got 15 kids. I'm cured of that shit. I have no more patience with that shit. So
mm-hmm.
I'm
yes,
not
sir.
Fucking with that because I don't want to
okay.
fuck up your work, all right, by making it worse other than better. If I can't make it better, I need with what I do best.
Facts.
Period.
Yes, sir.
Period. Everybody's
yes, sir.
Not going to do the political piece. They're not going to
right.
want to be in charge of the government. They may want to just farm and grow some food for the people to have something to eat. Bang.
Yes,
they
sir.
May not want to be wealthy. They may just want to have a decent way of life where they're just not fucked with and left the fuck alone.
Right.
That's fine, too.
Right.
But we have to find the common ground where we're at so at least we have an understanding. Like in Dallas, when that brother hit 10
mm-hmm.
to 10 on the police,
right.
what happened on that day was there was not one incident after that brother shot them 10 cops of one black woman, man or child, who was shot by the police in the whole goddamn country. They went
mm-hmm.
into trauma. They went into
yes,
trauma.
Sir.
They went into.
Yes,
they didn't know what
did.
The fuck to do. All right. And
right.
one thing that never was done was they never produced the body.
Wow.
They
right.
went in there with their robot, but there was no body found. Nobody
mm-hmm.
asked where's
no,
the body at.
Him up,
where did he even come from? You said you killed him. Where he at?
Right.
Got to
okay,
be some
no,
remnants or something.
General.
Bone shard,
no,
some
they,
shit. You didn't produce shit
no,
other than say we got
right.
it. Well,
yeah,
then guess what?
It,
maybe that
okay,
was all
general.
Bullshit, too. But that was all
yeah,
set up to make
did.
It look like we did that shit and we didn't. That might have been one of theirs in there doing that shit,
yep.
killing their own to create
yep.
that kind of distraction away from what
yes.
folks was doing. All right? So you have
okay.
to be very careful because what is obvious is not that which is going on for real.
Right.
This ain't about
yes,
no
sir.
Motherfucking virus. All
right?
Right. This is a preview of some shit getting ready to come that's going to be a motherfucker, boy, and you better sit your ass down and rest up for it. You better sit your ass down and think about it, organize it, all right, and then move out on it
right.
on a mass level of education in small groups that cannot be detected. That you have built a loyalty around folks that you know ain't going to snitch. That takes time to build those kind of relationships. If you had a group of 15 people today to get that kind of relationship out of the 15, after you go through a 5-year process, you might get four or five for real, for real. Now, out of 15, you got four. What the fuck you going to do about them 11 motherfuckers who got information on your four?
You got to kill them.
Do them motherfuckers. You got to do.
Yes,
you cannot run the risk of sacrificing the work of four over 5 years for some motherfuckers that came in and out the goddamn room. You're going to have to track that shit. You have to track that shit on the military side. Now, if you're not moving militarily, you ain't got to worry about that kind of intensity of work. You just let the motherfuckers go out there and get sick and don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You hope them cool motherfuckers don't put no mask on. That's less niggas you going to have to kill. Let them kill their motherfucking self. Let the enemy kill as many of his ass as he can and then do the body count. Do the body count. And what you need to do, because you're going to lose a lot of black people in this round, all right? And they're going to, and they're not going to be died in vain, because they're going to be the living example for all you motherfuckers who don't believe that fat meat is greasy. See, and it's going to move you more toward a military solution, where at least, at a minimum, you're willing to learn how to scientifically defend yourself. See. And this movement is going to be ongoing, like it has already been. And we just have to be better organized so that when we do it, then we're on. It's on. It's on. So it ain't going to be, I'm just going to fuck you up today. It's going to be, I'm fucking you up every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I got to get at least one of you motherfuckers. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And be able to come back tomorrow and get another motherfucker. See?
Right.
So you have to have medical cadres to take care of your wounded soldiers and the ones that need R&R and rest off the battle line. You have replacements. You have to organize the food to feed your army. You have to organize the arms to feed your army. 1, 2, 3, ABC, all the way down the round. You have got to be as organized as your enemy as he is.
Yes,
it means that you're going to have to be inside his armed forces. See? And sit up there and incubate and find out what the fuck he's doing. So you get the keys to the armory and shit. You can go get the goddamn guns. You can go get the jeeps. You can go get the tanks. You can go get the shoulder-to-shoulder missiles. You can get all the armaments that you got to have. You have to have folks that are going to be in the business of war, where we have our own arms dealers who can cut our own deals that can bypass the system and get the shit in the hands of the people, whether it's legal or not. Revolution don't give a fuck about the existing law and order. It overthrows that shit and reestablishes a whole new way of doing shit. All right? So it's not about the liberation. It's not about the overthrow of the enemy. What the fuck are we talking about?
Yes, sir.
What are we talking about?
Real talk.
And so if you're not for revolution, if you're not for liberation by any means fucking necessary, what the fuck are you talking about? Because it ain't got no boundaries when it comes to you. They gonna kill your ass on a blade of grass, nigga. They don't give a fuck. See, they don't give a fuck. So why would you give a fuck about any of these motherfuckers dying?
Right.
That don't give a fuck about
you. Okay, and as you know, General Sekou, is that when you look at white America, man, these motherfuckers are psychopathic in their group ethos, man, and in their history. A psychopath knows the difference between right and wrong, but they just don't give a fuck. And to prove your point even further there too, General Sekou, is when Dr. Newton had started the patrols in Oakland, California in 1966, you see what I'm saying? He had made the statement that holds a whole lot of water. He says, you know, it is very, very interesting of how the police shootings went down in West Oakland when we started those patrols. So then what the damn state of California did in January of 1968, they passed a law banning for you to have a firearm there in the state of California, signed by a senile son of a bitch by the name of Ronald Reagan, who was the governor at that time, who goes out here to make this public statement is, well, there's no reason for nobody to be out there with a loaded gun. But yet, though, your goddamn murderous-ass police departments in Oakland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, you see what I'm saying? They're still going out there with impunity. You see what I mean? Killing our people.
Of course.
At random.
And they're going to do that. They are going to do that, brother. They're going to do that. They're going to do that. So now the deal becomes this, okay?
Yes.
You are ready to go heads up in a protracted struggle for 40, 50, 60, 70 years of killing these motherfuckers every day till there ain't no more. All
right? Right.
And you get help
from
nature like the virus. All right? Your biggest in this is the virus. It is killing these motherfuckers off that you ain't got to do, and you don't have to worry about no cases. You ain't got to worry about folks understanding shit. You know, none of that. None of that. All you have to do is make sure that the bodies are done in a way that doesn't produce more illness. Like,
you're gonna have to have
burial brigades for your people, bro. We got to bury our people.
You are absolutely correct.
We
got
to honor them. We got to bury them. And then we got to keep on picking up the rock for the slingshot and kill the killer. Kill the killer.
Yes,
now, there's a lot of ways to kill him. And there's a lot of ways you can kill him without shooting his ass or being around his motherfucking ass if he's sick so he can fuck you up. If you get the virus, nigga, go find you a peck of wood and breathe on the motherfucker. That's the least you can do, nigga. That's the least you can do, motherfucker.
I ain't asking you to do nothing
beyond your code of conduct. I just want you to keep on doing what you're doing. Just take your sick ass over there to the white folks integrated meeting, to the church, whatever the fuck you motherfuckers go, and just breathe, nigga. Just breathe. I want you to be grouped up with the enemy. So that you can help me get the job done, whether you're conscious of it or not. So what we have to look at is we're going to have to infiltrate his game, not integrate his game, infiltrate.
Right.
Then there's going to be the separation. You're going to have to separate yourself from his motherfucking ass. All
right?
And you're going to have to separate yourself from some niggas, too. That are snitches.
Yes, absolutely.
And your primary emphasis is
Harry
because you don't have
a
lot of energy and resources to waste on this bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Every fucking shot got to. If you miss, nigga, that's a felony. I'm going to shoot you for fucking off the ammunition, nigga. The fuck is wrong with you? You need to get closer, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you need to do. It got to be point blank, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Get in. Don't you come back here talking about, well, I don't know if he's... I want you to bring me a head.
Right.
Bring his head back so I know we can do the body count correctly. See, so don't be
mistaken. Absolutely.
See? And then you take him head, then you post the motherfuckers up on the high wires, on the telephone wires, and let a motherfucker know this is a no-fly zone, bitch. And now your game is over. You want to be feared and respect it before love, nigga.
Right.
See,
that's
love
right.
comes out of another code of conduct. And what we need to get to loving is fucking this motherfucker up. You shouldn't feel good at all at the end of the day if you ain't took one head, nigga. You ain't did your motherfucking job, motherfucker. And so you got to go mau-mau on these motherfuckers for real. And you came back up. See, we stopped killing these motherfuckers, and that's when we got fucked up. Because they did have respect, or at least they had restraint. See?
Right.
But now they just full blast. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Don't let them know what you're planning for their ass. And so you come on in there with your arrogant ass and your Superman motherfucker and bring your ass up here. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I don't give a fuck where we at, wherever we at in China, kill it. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
See, fuck holding your own nuts. I'm going to chop your fucking dick off, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And stick it in your note and give you what we call a Miami neckcap. All right?
Yes,
and then
sir.
You'll stop that shit.
Hey.
You'll stop that shit because yes, like, they're ferocious.
Face.
And we can do that
yes,
for
sir.
The enemy, and we refuse to do it for ourselves. All
right?
Which means
right.
that there has to be a change, not in thought, action. Action.
Yes,
action.
Sir.
And
yeah,
once you get first
on that
blood taste, once you kill your first cracker, then it gets easier. Once you kill your first nigga, it gets easier. That's why it's so easy for niggas to kill each other, because we got past the first bad taste in our mouth behind that shit.
Yes,
a long time ago, so it's easy.
Yeah, to
it's
your
easy
point,
to kill
brother,
a nigga over
General
some bullshit
too.
Like stepping on your toes in the dance floor. That
right.
kind of bullshit.
Yep.
So we got to get in the habit
that
of not killing ourselves, and
right.
you have to replace
yes,
the habit with another habit, which means if you're busy killing the enemy, you don't have no energy or resources to fuck with any nickel-dime secondary bullshit targets. See?
Yes, sir.
A nigga is a
you're
waste of time
correct.
To shoot a nigga right now. Right now. And
right.
if you kill the enemy, you take care of the Tom at the same time. He's a motherfucking player, man. He's going to go with whoever's winning. He don't give a
yeah.
fuck. As long as he get his life down, his extra piece of cornbread, he don't give a fuck. So give him an extra
yeah.
piece of cornbread and put some goddamn food poisoning in the motherfucker. Let him eat that
yes,
shit. See? And then he'll it'll down in his ass. Hey, man, they ain't playing, man. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I need to
sir.
Get serious with this shit, because now it's life or death, and it's on a code
yes,
of
sir.
Conduct.
That's exactly what it is. Yes, sir. That's exactly
what it is. Does
that
make any
sense? And anything that is born. Yeah, hell yeah, General. You're making a hell of a lot of sense right there, sir.
All
without
right, so now,
problem.
In the name of Jesus, Jesus told me to tell you, don't get up on that cross,
yeah.
bro. Don't get. They ain't coming
that's
to you.
That's right.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yes,
do
sir.
The shit. And he said, I made a mistake with Peter. I should have let him cut off all them motherfuckers' ears so they didn't know where the fuck my next stop was.
Exactly.
See,
yeah,
Jesus fucked
job,
up
General.
By putting the ear back on the motherfuckers so he can go back and tell them where the fuck they was at. So
right.
there's mistakes that are going to be made. It's going to be trial and error. But we have to enforce the code of conduct. We have to
yes,
create
sir.
That which he respects. He has no respect for life, so you can't give him no alternative other than do or die. And if you do, you still might get shot for old time's sake,
yeah.
bitch, because I can't trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
exactly.
the safest course is let them kill each other. You know
yes,
what to do. You know how to eat.
Yes, sir.
You know home remedies. You know what the fuck to do with the flu, nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what to do. And the first thing you got to do is what Malcolm said. If it's good
yes,
for them, it's bad for us. Just that
yes,
simple.
Sir.
We don't got to get theoretical.
Yeah.
We ain't got to do a whole data chart and how many times a nigga been fucked up and when he did and on what day and fuck all of that. Look at your fucking ass right now, nigga. And you ain't
yes,
got
sir.
Shit coming again.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And now also too,
and since you wasn't
here,
paying
folks.
Attention and
yeah,
you didn't
ahead,
you didn't want to do no reading, you didn't want to do no studying, you didn't want to do no research, good. Die, nigga, die. I don't have time to do that shit
yeah.
now. Fuck yourself.
Yes, sir.
Go fuck
yes,
yourself.
Sir. Absolutely.
You just
Absolutely.
Gonna be part of the body count. It's unfortunate
right.
and from the bloodshed there will be liberation and you will not be forgotten because you were the greatest example of what the fuck not to do no more, nigga. And I don't need no book
yes,
for that.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I'm
You're
just
right.
looking at your life, boy. I'm looking at your life, and motherfuckers need to rest the fuck up, organize in small groups, and then don't
right.
tell nobody what the fuck you're doing. Let the order be issued, fight, and then we fight everywhere on the same day all day long. And he can't do shit
Yes,
that.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And we got
Absolutely.
Him. We got him. We got
this.
We're going to be liberated in spite of ourselves. I'm trying to tell you. I'm
yes,
not even
sir.
Worried about this shit. I'm talking about real. We're
yes,
going to get
sir.
Free, and when this shit finishes up, this shit is done. because there is something in the game that we forget. See, not only do I want the motherfucker, but you think our ancestors don't want these motherfuckers? You think they ain't up in there screaming on this motherfucker and put the shit in the game?
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Garvey said, I'm coming back in the whirlwind, motherfucker. I'm going to fuck you up on the wind, on the hurricane. I'm going to fuck you up. And sure enough, everything's been on fire in that goddamn Caribbean on the day he died.
See? Yep.
In exile in London in a room by his motherfucking self, and nobody even knew he was dead in the room for 10 goddamn days. See, and that's what we do to our soldiers. We do not even come and bury our own. And until we can get to some basic shit, then we ain't got a goddamn thing to talk about as far as our respecting ourselves. When you can't bury your own motherfucker, then you ain't shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
You worse than a goddamn enemy, motherfucker. Saying. Ain't you got no pride, motherfucker?
Yeah.
So this is about being loyal, not talking loyal, not thinking loyal. It's talking about loyalty to the game, no matter what, motherfucker. This is what we got to do. So let's go on and do it and be through with this shit once and for all.
And for all.
Period.
Yes, sir.
Let's do the massive bloodshed, the massive killing, the massive tearing down shit, build this shit back up, and move on to goddamn new way of living and throw this shit into the dustbins of history, and never again with these motherfuckers ever fuck with us again.
Mm-hmm.
There
you go. You know what I'm saying? You absolutely right there, General. Yes, sir.
Man.
You're absolutely right. Also,
I was
too,
a
baby
word
too,
you were saying, too, bro.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, we got a call here from area code 708. The last four is 8836. Your mic is unmuted. Where are you calling from and how you doing this evening? Please join in the conversation.
You're on the air.
708-536-8836.
Yes, who is this and who are we speaking with, please? How you doing?
Dr. Larry Love.
Dr. Love, how you doing, man? What's going on with you, man? You're down there in Oklahoma.
What's
up, bro? We're coming to you here from Missouri. Yeah, Dr. Larry Love, appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? I thought I recognized the number. So what is your intent, Dr. Love, you know, on these vaccines and what have you, man? Is because I'm advocating, man, not to take these motherfuckers. They're going to force it on us. They're trying to put these radio frequency identification chips, you know, into us. It's because I remember reading this bullshit when I was out there in Northern California about 2 years ago, just before old boy got selected. And now they up here trying to mandate these vaccines that Bill Gates owns the patent on. And I'm advocating that Bill Gates and that ugly ass bitch is Melinda Gates or whatever, the whole damn Gates Foundation, they take this dose of their own fucking medicine and fuck them.
Well, I'll tell you what I tell everybody. The revolution will not be televised. You did?
Right. Precisely. Yes, sir.
So
you know, that there's a General Sekou.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
and that there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
because what it is, man, is that we are in a state of war, man, for all practical purposes, man, when you look at it. It's because, you know, they're limiting all the stuff, man, you know, in the grocery stores and what have you. Tyson Foods has reported that a lot of their workers, man, have coming down with this COVID or COVID identification. And what it is because there was a brother by the name of RZA Islam that put up a video by Dr. Shiva. And he was saying is that, you know, that this is all planned. It is a long-term scheme, and what it is that if we just eat right, get proper nutrition, that there will be the natural defense against it. But however, we do recognize the fact that this is a biological weapon, and as General Sekou had emphasized there from Denver, Colorado, we have to treat it as such. You see what I mean? It's because, you know, ain't nobody giving a fuck about us at this time. And I mean, man, I'm just looking at, you know, what's going on. It says because, you know, you're going to have a lot of our people, man, who's going to get caught up in this shit, just like what they're doing up there in the Cook County Jail, where they had a brother shackled to a bunk, man, who had this shit, and they went on and let him die. And then, of course, as we all know, man, in themselves, when an inmate dies, man, they'll leave the body in there, man, up to about shit damn near 5 days before they come and remove it. So, of course, as he's decomposing, that's more disease getting out there. Then, of course, you know, the virus is thriving off of his decomposed body as well, too, spreading it as well. There was a brother up there in Ohio that put out there a video.
When you're a scary motherfucker, they could do you like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right. You know, you come for me, motherfucker, somebody going to die. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no fucking taking me and putting me in a
That's right.
You
know, fuck that.
Absolutely, man. Yes, sir, and that is what time it is, you know, as General Sekou said right there with Mile High News out of Denver, Colorado, man, is that it's time for us to lock and load, you know what I'm saying? Now, you hypocritical white folks with your, the shit called the U.S. Declaration of Independence or some bullshit that you could pretty much go wipe your ass with, it did say that I think I read it is that when the government goes fucked up that you motherfuckers not only have a duty to change it, but you have a right to change it, okay? Now, with all this military out here, as General Sekou was saying, and then what we need to do is go out there and form the same goddamn thing. And just like Dr. Huey P. Newton had said, it's time for us to form a fucking militia. Straight the fuck up. Yeah, I said.
Right. Stand up,
you
rise
see, because
up
we
like
at
that.
War.
Yep.
We
stand
at
up,
war.
Rise up,
and you have to come to understand the historical perception and where you're at. When Gil Scott-Heron produced that song called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, it was not at a time that you had what we have available now in terms of internet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What we have now is televised revolution, all right, using his platform, even if it's temporarily. Because the message that we're putting out ain't the shit on CBS News. All
right?
Right. So it's getting there. It's getting there. So what you have to do is have people with the technological skills and expertise of when they shut down this platform, we're able to nigger rig the goddamn game and come up over there. See? But every revolutionary movement has to have a means and ways of communicating to the people. All right? And inspiring the people and keeping folks in the game. So you have to have a communication network. Now, what you have to do is camouflage the shit so it lasts as long as you can. But you've got to keep the shit moving. So when they tear down Mile High News or Black Authority, you nigger rag to get them thing and pop up somewhere else on his ass. Or you create
That's
your own
right.
platform, or you nigger rig, get in his goddamn satellite. White boy got satellites everywhere. All right?
There you
he
go.
Can't protect
there
all that
go.
Shit. And if you know how to build one of them motherfuckers, you can go in there and use that motherfucker, and you don't have to spend $1 billion motherfucking dollars putting it out of space. Go take his.
Right.
Go take
yes,
his.
Sir.
You're a smart motherfucker.
Yes,
you can
sir.
Read. You can write. You know how to do that. So motherfuckers who don't want to get out there and shoot motherfuckers, there's another way to kill it. Go get me the information so that we can get up in that motherfucker and do what we got to do. And you ain't got to do shit but go up in there and play like you don't know a motherfucking thing is happening. Which is what you know how to do anyway well. All right, you got it down to a man. I don't know no boss. And he believe that dumb shit. I can't get away with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He know I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so even if I told him the truth, he wouldn't believe that shit either because he figured that nigga's too
tricky.
And so you keep him in a state of fucking confusion. But everybody can do something. And you don't need my permission.
Sir.
Once you know that
go
it's
out there
life
and do it.
Or death, then you act accordingly. And you don't need me to tell you
and
shit.
Exactly
you already know you were born with the instincts that I got. So I ain't got to tell you what the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying? And if I do, then
do
you
it.
Don't need to be doing shit, and I don't need to be talking to your ignorant ass at all about shit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's real spit.
And so you have to be very, very strategic.
Yes, sir.
And you have to pick your crew. You have to pick your crew.
Yes, sir.
If you want a championship team, you got to do the research on the players. See, so you make sure you get motherfuckers that will fit in as a team. We ain't looking for no stars.
Yeah.
We ain't looking for no goddamn heroes. We're looking for players who are
in
it to the end.
Yep. Yes, sir.
From the time the whistle and the ball goes up
until
we leave the goddamn building, we got to play this like that. So we got to be the first motherfuckers to work and the last motherfuckers to leave every goddamn day. Dot the I's, cross
yes,
the T's, and we fool who can do it. We got them.
Yes,
now,
sir.
All we have to do is identify them and then sort through them. Like, what are white folks to call it? You got to vet that shit. You got to go through this motherfucking shit, and it ain't going to be what was on pencil and paper. It's going to be. I just want to know one thing. And this army that we're building, do you know how to plan an activity and then be successful at it and do it again the next day for perpetuity? Do you know how to do that kind
of
thing? It's kind of like brushing your teeth. Do you know how to brush your teeth so it's automatic, nigga, and I ain't got to tell you to do that shit? You just do that or else you're going to lose your fucking teeth.
Right.
See?
Right.
So
we
got to get back into those kind of vigorous exercises to create the habits. But you have to be open-minded to the game. What looks like a job may necessarily not be that. That's the camouflage of Halloween. You know what I'm saying? You can't just go up in this motherfucker's face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And knowing he's a straight-up killer, you know what I'm saying? And you threatening his motherfucking way of life. What do you think he's going to do? See?
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do?
Yeah.
He's going to beat you to the punch.
He's going to defend himself.
He's going to say, thank you very much for telling me that shit, and pow, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And so instead of telling them that, just walk up on the motherfucker. All you got to do is walk up on the motherfucker now and just breathe on the motherfucker. They say, blow, and watch the motherfucker die.
Yeah.
A revolutionary act.
Yep. And that's what Dr.
And that ain't
going to
get you in
the
newspaper. That ain't going to get you a community service award. That ain't going to get you a stimulus package check. None of that shit. That's going to be about your pride, nigga, and your life, nigga, and how you really feel about your people. If you're not willing to die for it, then you can't free it because it's already scared. Already scared. So you have to have ferocious courage. You have to have the willingness to do what other motherfuckers will not do.
You're right.
And again, a limited example of that. You can do this shit. And it can be an unsolved mystery, motherfucker, because he ain't that smart. He's not. That's why he needs all his artificial intelligence. He's a stupid motherfucker. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And glad
you
got to
play him like that. You
got to
play him like that.
Artificial intelligence. And then keep in mind, though, too, folks, I just came across information as well, too. If you notice, is that the dump, as in human shit, in Washington, D.C., had created the United States Space Force, so they're going to be sending up all these other goddamn satellites and shit, you know, for that day to do more surveillance on us.
Hold up.
Get some of our scholars
more
together.
Satellites.
Get some of our engineers
more
together, just like what the chairman
really?
Sekou said. Yeah, oh, yeah,
hold
man.
More,
and just like what the chairman Sekou said. Go up there, learn that shit. Short circuit that shit.
Right.
Go
up
there, learn that shit. Hey, look here. You know how to put the shit on the moon. You know how to put the pigment on the moon. Put his ass on the moon and blow up the ship so he can't get his ass back here.
Right.
Exactly.
You got to do that next year here in your goddamn science and then look for a motherfucking medal honor because you helped him get to the moon. Fuck him. If you can get him to the moon, your job is to make sure you get his ass up out of here and he don't come back. That's your contribution.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
And
absolutely.
Play it all the way to
Dr.
the end,
Love,
and it'll be one of those, oops, oh, I fucked up. I forgot to dot the I across the T. My bad.
Yes, sir.
I'll do better
Dr.
next
Love,
time, bro.
What's your input on this, sir? Dr. Love. Okay, Dr.
Yeah,
Love, you
I
there?
Yeah, I had to step away. I stepped away for a minute. Go right here.
Yeah, so, yeah, we were just, you know, just emphasizing on, you know, what Chairman Sekou said, man, with Mile High News out of Denver, Colorado, okay, is because the way how I'm seeing it is, man, when you look at the art of war, right, we got to make sure that our enemy thinks that we are weak when we are strong, and we got to make sure that he thinks that we are strong when we are weak, is because all we got at this time is each other, you see what I'm saying? And I notice here with this election shit, with this alphabetized agenda, these LGBT Goonie Bird motherfuckers, you know, they're trying to push their agenda and what have you, and they're trying to take focus off of us, of what's happening with us, and then also, too, the brother man that I read up there in Atlantic Star today, you know, the safety for the New Orleans Saints by the name of Malcolm Jenkins has emphasized that black people need to be self-reliant in this pandemic is because, as you already know, Dr. Love, and their eyesight, we are expendable. You see, so now we have to get down here to preserving ourselves, grow our own food. You know, as Sister General Mellie Queen has stated, you know, who's running the Queen's Corner there on Mile High News. And I'm also, too, the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News, although I'm here in Missouri right now. And then, too, so we got to get some of our innovators. We got to get some of our smart people, because the ones who I'm mainly worried about are our babies. You see what I mean? Of what they're coming up to. And whatever, do not take these goddamn vaccines, is because there was a brother in Dallas, Texas, recently, you know, who was in a hospital, and then he did not want to take this injection, which is probably formaldehyde, paint, you know, poison shit in it, plus the RFID chip. And so then, so what had happened was the police agency there in Dallas was summoned, and I believe that they had forced it on the brother because he was doing a live video as it went down. And so then, of course, when they attacked the brother, of course, they tore down his camera. You see what I mean? So therefore, so it is up to us to take care of us. And so what we need to do is that we got to acquire land to grow our own food. And then also, too, as Brother Che had stated, is that Denver, Colorado is getting ready to get hit with a blizzard. And he says that they're using a national stock show over there by the Denver Coliseum as a temporary refuge for the homeless. But with that blizzard coming in, what is the heating situation there? And then on top of it, you know, they still, you know, got like 5,000 homeless people there, you know, in the city of Denver, Colorado. And Los Angeles, you know, they got a huge homeless population as well, too. It's because I believe the state of California is number two, right behind New York State, as far as this biological weapon, you know, is being used. You see what I mean? So, you know, so give us some feedback on that there, doctor.
Well, they're using the biological weapon to kill all the homeless people because they can control them. It's an army of these motherfuckers, man. Ready. They can't control. So they want to kill all the motherfuckers. See, like what I always tell people they should do, like when you watching people on that Facebook shit, they see four or five white motherfuckers beating up a lady, that motherfucker needs to be giving out the location so brothers could come to her assistance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of videotaping shit, talking about I see you. Fuck, I see you. You know what I'm saying? I was in Chicago a couple of years ago, man, and this white motherfucker was beating up this lady in the gas station. So I didn't say shit. I was in there paying for my gas. I came out, and I knocked that motherfucker straight out and got in my car and drove off.
Good. Right. Okay. Good. Real good. Hope
you
sent
that
son of a bitch to
intensive
care. Right.
I didn't even ask the motherfucker what happened, what's going on. I was in there getting my shit, and I heard the white people out there, oh, stop it. And he was in there, you fucking bitch. He was punching and throwing on the car and shit. And she said, somebody help me. I ain't say shit. I just stayed in that motherfucker's blind spot until I got close enough and I knocked that motherfucker unconscious. And then I said, get in your car, drive off. I got in my car. I was in Chicago by the fucking the hospital where they had the Cook County Hospital. Motherfucker, white or black dude was coming around the corner. Yeah, a white dude, a black dude was coming around the corner in the car. This white motherfucker kicked his car. And so he pulls over. I'm at the stoplight. I'm at the light watching this shit. So then it's about 10 more white motherfuckers. So the black dude get out, and he's like, come on. And I see the other white motherfuckers calling the police and shit. So he baiting this motherfucker till the police get there. But the brother's so mad, he ain't seeing what's happening. His wife is hollering out the window, stop, get in the car. He's mad, hollering and shit. So when the light changed, I pulls up, I get out the car. I said, man, get your motherfucking ass in the car. They calling the police, man. Fuck that pussy-ass motherfucker. I said, you already whooped his ass because the brother stole on him a couple of times, and he kept getting up. Come on, nigger. And he was just holding them off. So I heard the sirens coming. I said, man, get your ass in the car. Look at your wife scared, man. Get your ass in the car. Go up to the corner, make a
right,
circle around and shit. And I said, and then go on where you're going. I said, do a circle because the motherfuckers think you're running. I said, double back on their ass. And so I said, I'm going to cover your ass while you get away. So now the police coming up the other side of the street. These white motherfuckers in the street flagging them down and shit, like, over here. And they started that shit. And they're like, over here.
Right.
The cops to kill them. So what I did when the motherfuckers were trying to zoom up around it, I put my car right in the middle of the motherfucking street and blocked the shit, and they was like, get the car out the way, get the car. So I just sat there until the motherfucker turned the corner and gave them a couple of minutes so they didn't know which way that motherfucker went. And then so I moved out the way, and he took off and shit. And my daughter was in the car with me. I said, this is what the fuck you supposed to do when you see a motherfucker in trouble. You help that motherfucker. You don't sit there and watch that shit.
Right.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And so
right.
They didn't know,
yeah,
they didn't
that's
know,
real
they
spit.
Didn't know shit about me. I'm a random motherfucker.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell
so if they'd
yeah.
have got out
you
pulling guns on me, hey, they'd have got out pulling guns
that's
on
right.
me, talking about what the fuck, I'd have been like, hey, motherfucker, I was trying to park. I didn't know you was behind me. He got away, so I don't give a fuck, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I do that shit all the time.
Exactly.
I do that shit all
good,
the time,
good.
Man. I don't stand around
good,
and watch
good.
Shit, you know?
Yeah, yes, sir.
You know me, man.
Exactly.
I don't do that shit. You know,
yes, sir. Appreciate you on
so,
that
yeah,
there, Dr.
This,
Love. You know what I'm saying?
Bullshit. Hey, all of this is bullshit. And like my man said, you need to kill all these motherfuckers and start over because you can't fit into a system that wasn't made for you. And these motherfuckers ain't going to never let you have shit because they always going to come take it. So you got to do like them
yeah,
motherfuckers
all
do.
The time.
Take
all
what the fuck you want. Take what the fuck you want. That's what I do. Shit, the motherfucker sent a hit squad to my fucking house about 30 years ago. I took a couple $100 million and gave it to poor motherfucker. And then when they called me, I said, fuck you. Kill me, bitch. I said, I ain't going to live like no bitch-ass motherfucker. And they talking about, well, why you getting the money? They don't deserve it. I said, motherfucker, money is make-believe. I said, you giving that shit to all your people. Why these broke motherfuckers can't have a couple of $1,000 here or there to buy some food and shit? Fuck you, motherfucker.
Right.
So
right.
They didn't kill me. They didn't kill me. They tried to recruit me and shit. Because I was kind of valuable and shit because they couldn't understand how I tore their shit up like that. So so the motherfuckers, they gave me a bunch of free shit and bought me a fucking house like they do everybody and shit to pacify them, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, but the problem is when you're trying to fight, you got 50 motherfuckers and you're trying to fight, they telling you, fight, fight, fight. You run out there fighting them 49 motherfuckers, sit back, I ain't got nothing to do with it. And you get fucked up. So that's what you gotta be careful. Hey, that's what you gotta be careful of with motherfuckers trying to make you the revolution leader. I told the Nation of Islam, them motherfuckers talking about, let's go pick it and march the shit. I started handing out some machine guns and hand grenades, motherfucker. I said, I'll be the first one in line. And then so he said, well, that ain't the way to do it, brother. I said, you motherfuckers is getting subsidies from the government. You motherfuckers ain't trying to fight shit. So get the fuck out of my face. You know, they giving you motherfuckers money because there's enough of them motherfuckers to kill all these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know?
And they have a very valuable place, all right? Listen, I know you're not going to bust Drake. I know you ain't. Now, all that yada yada, woo woo woo, da 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 shit, you know what I mean? La Akbar, woo woo woo, whatever the fuck that is. I know that you may die for your crew, your tribe, your religion. But that don't mean I got anything coming because I'm not no sand crab motherfucker, okay? So I know I ain't got nothing coming. But yeah, I'm gonna be walking around with my pork chop sandwich in my back pocket. You know what I mean? That's a weapon of mass destruction. I hope you take a bite of this motherfucker because it might be your last meal, motherfucker. Okay? And I got to put shit on it. It's just poison any goddamn way. I learned from Elijah Muhammad shit that you is what you eat, motherfucker. So, yeah. All right? And I got no problem. I will eat the Peckerwood's ass up. I eat chitlins. I can eat anything, motherfucker. All right? I'll eat you, motherfucker. All right? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be hungry out here. I got to sustain my energy. You ain't nothing but a protein bar. No way, motherfucker. So I wouldn't give a fuck if you understand the anatomy of a human being. That's why motherfuckers eat motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with it. I'll eat your motherfucking ass. I wouldn't give a fuck if that's going to allow me to get to your ass tomorrow. Man, it's going to be like a Chewy Dewey motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about for real. Okay, I'll give me some barbecue sauce, nigga, and some hot sauce, nigga, and we good. We good. All I do is get past the first bite, nigga. That's it.
Once I get past the
first bite, motherfucker, it's on. It's on. Shit. It's on. I wouldn't give a fuck. Now, fuck with a tribe of motherfuckers that eat motherfuckers for real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I had to go to grocery store. I had to find your ass. I eat you, nigga. I wouldn't give a fuck. And I got a big lighter so I can even cook your ass right there. Just light the nigga up. Start with a fingernail and work your way up. Shit.
Oh, man.
I know. Now, that's fucked up. But imagine if you had that kind of motherfucker out there that wanted you that bad. Man, look, I give you motherfuckers all the money, all the land, everything. Just leave me the fuck alone, man. Don't eat me, man.
Right.
Don't eat me.
Terror is a motherfucker.
If that's how low I got to go, then we just going to go there right now, and then I'll work my way back to civilization, Jack. But this shit is done. I'm through. I'm through, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
right about
all.
And
I it's like, hey, I ain't putting up with the shit no more. I don't give a fuck. Just like you, brother, you stopped the shit. You did that version. This motherfucker wasn't even conscious of what the fuck you was giving him. He didn't even know your motherfucking name. You appeared out of nowhere, and you did your job, and you wasn't looking for no credit. You just did your job because that's your code of conduct, and we got to get back to doing it just like that. I don't want no credit.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do the job and be done with this shit.
The
you know, with some shit out of place, man, when some shit out of place, you're supposed to put it back in place, man, even if you got to fucking die. You know what I mean? And people just bitches, man. They some bitch motherfuckers, man. They just sit back and don't do a motherfucking thing, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was in Detroit, man. There was this big, fat, floppy-ass white police, man. There were about 30 young black motherfuckers. He had the motherfuckers lay on the ground like bitches, walking back, squeezing their fucking ass. He was a big, fat fag motherfucker. He was squeezing their ass like he was searching them. And I was I was in the car looking at that shit. And I parked my car and got out the car. I said, y'all motherfuckers some bitches. I said, how you going to let this big, fat, slow motherfucker lay y'all on the ground and squeeze y'all motherfucking ass? I said, that's enough for you to kill this motherfucker. I said, you run around here and beat up an old black motherfucker and take his social security check. But you let this fat motherfucker just pin your ass and every fucking thing.
That would not be me.
But you so fucking tough. You so motherfucking tough.
Right.
That would not be me. I was like, hold up, back up. I'd be like, back up, back the fuck up, John.
I'm saying this shit while the police right there. He looking at me. He ain't saying shit to me because I wish that motherfucker would tell me to lay on the ground and say something. I'd have killed this fat ass right where he was at. And so he knew that shit. So he was saying, well, they were selling drugs and shit. That's why I did it. I wasn't trying to do nothing else. They were selling drugs, and I saw them selling. I said, you motherfuckers sell drugs, too. I said, why you coming around here fucking with people selling drugs? You selling drugs. Mm-hmm. I said, man.
Yeah, biggest drug dealers.
I said, good luck. I got back in my car and drove off. I told them motherfuckers to left and drove off. Because, you know, like I said, man, I ain't have my pistol with me, man.
Right.
I know that fat slow motherfucker couldn't have got this gun quick enough because I snuck up on his ass. I was in good proximity where he couldn't do shit.
Yes, sir.
If he'd have said one smart fucking word or reached for some shit, I was going to kill his fat ass.
Right.
I was going to eat that big fat motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was going to eat that motherfucker.
And then
alive.
Too.
So it's going to eat like a whopper.
And then also
like a
too.
Double whopper.
And then also, Dr. Love, too. Is that now? Let's look at the city of Los Angeles there, man, in 1992. You see what I mean? With the Rodney King case, because I was there, I witnessed that shit. And when the black community got together, man, they lit that motherfucker of LA up, man, and that son of a bitch looked like
Rodney King.
Then,
fucked that shit up. I'm gonna tell you, Rodney King fucked that shit up.
When
we got his motherfucker
on TV.
Hey, that would have been me. Hey. That would have been me to have my ass on TV and said, kill all these motherfuckers because you next. They're going to do you like
yeah,
that.
Man,
kill everybody.
Right, hell yeah. True, no, I would not be saying that. I would not be saying
that.
And
then they ended up killing
that
motherfucker.
Fuck that shit.
They literally gave his ass some money and then drowned the motherfucker in the swimming pool and said it was an accident.
Sometimes it's just like with Rodney King, all right? Sometimes you got to do the Dennis Rodman and do the flop. You know what I'm saying? Make him up look like he charged right into you. Just fall down, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Then trip the nigga so he can't get up and shoot the layup. You know what I'm saying? And break his motherfucking ankles. You know what I'm saying? But you got to do the Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
You got to be creative about this shit. That's all I'm saying, man. See, and it's according to the moment.
It's according to the moment. You have to make the adjustment at the moment. And you got to trust your instinct. It's already in you. All right? You were born to survive. You have instinct.
Yeah.
You have an internal knowledge base. All right? All you have to do is trust. Your movement is going to be correct. And if it looks like or start feeling like it's fucked up, immediately make the adjustment. Make the adjustment.
Yes, sir.
You know, go from fuck you pig motherfucker to can't we all get along, boss? Just so you can get where you need to go, so you can get your shit, you know, there and fuck this motherfucker up tomorrow. But there ain't no shame in backing up today to go get a motherfucker tomorrow when he got the drops on your ass. So you make the move. Don't make you no punk.
But
it makes you.
But see,
it makes you wise.
I'm on that killer motherfucker. Hey, I'm on that killer motherfucker where he stand when he get out of pocket.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good move. That's the move we got to make. And guess what? You might have to kill him while he's laying down. Fuck him standing up. Shoot his ass while he's resting. Who gives a fuck?
I'm going to kill that motherfucker before he hit the ground.
Kill that motherfucker in between meals, in between bites on the chicken sandwich at Popeye's. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Just get him.
I hope
you got to get him, though.
My brother, I hope me and you, my brother, get in the battle with these motherfuckers. They're going to have a hell of a motherfucking fight.
Hey, already fucked up.
Right,
they're already fucked up because you in a different part of the motherfucking country, and we have the same idea on the same motherfucking day, and they'll never know it's me and you.
And
we just do it.
And then two gentlemen.
We just do it.
And then,
just like Nike said,
boom.
Just do it, motherfucker, and see what happens. If I went all the way out to California to get into the ocean and I get out there and it's cold, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to jump in the motherfucker anyway because I ain't come way out here to fucking around. I'm getting in the motherfucking water anyway. It ain't going to be no cold. Shit, motherfucker, I came 3,000 miles, bitch, to get in the ocean and then the water's cold.
Yeah.
Fuck the water. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I can't even swim.
Right.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I learned how to swim by bobbing up and down from the bottom on that motherfucker. I went to the church to kill a motherfucker. I went in the church to kill the motherfucker. The pastor hid the motherfucker from me.
And then he gonna come out and play dumb. Hey, he gonna play dumb. He gonna come in and say, hey, brother, did you enjoy the service? I said, hell no, I ain't enjoy no service. I said, you know what the fuck going on. I said, your member jumped on my fucking daughter. I said, I'm going to tell you this. Next time I come to that motherfucker, God will be able to say that motherfucker. I said, you let him know. And then I walked out that motherfucker, and then I realized I was in the church, and I said, damn, I came to church to kill a nigga. I lost my motherfucking mind.
No, really, they killing motherfuckers in there every day with that bullshit. See, when you kill a motherfucking spirit, you kill the truth, you know what I'm saying? And that impacts motherfuckers physically and mentally, all right? Then them motherfuckers up in there is diabolical. They kill a motherfucker 3 times on one death shoulder. They kill your ass and wake you up, kill your ass and wake you up, kill your ass and wake you up, and then they bury you and charge you for the funeral, see? So they kill motherfuckers every day. They killing motherfuckers every day, so that don't mean shit to me. You motherfuckers, you got a slaughterhouse here in this motherfucker, all right? So, motherfucker, look, anywhere is a good place to kill a motherfucker.
I agree.
Any motherfucking way, on any given day, at any motherfucking moment, if that's justice, you get it at the point of contact. And be careful because it may come from an unexpected source, motherfucker.
That's
the boomerang effect in life. You better, when you throw that shit out there, nigga, you better duck because it's coming back to get you.
All right, we got 2 minutes left, y'all.
Time for a closing call, Mr. Okay, closing comments. Okay, we're going to turn over there to our Sister General Melly Queen of the Queen's Corner because Sister's been most patient. How did you enjoy the show tonight, General Melly?
Queen?
General Melly. General Melly.
She might be on a mission in the task, ain't no telling. Okay,
you know, all right. She's always on call, Jack. Yes, sir. Okay, all righty. Okay, so, yeah, so we're closing it down here with the closing comments here. And I'm going to make the closing comments first, and we're going to go to Brother Che, then General Sekou, then Dr. Love. This here was a very, very dynamic show.
Hey.
Also, too, people, we're having a show tomorrow night with General Kareem Johnson. Tomorrow night, definitely, you know, look for our advertisement, you know, that there will be coming out on that there to a very, very heavy brother. And it will definitely be happening at 8 p.m. in the East, 7 p.m. in Central Time, 6 p.m. in the Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. On the Pacific Coast. And we'll be speaking with General Kareem Johnson. You know, he'll be our guest host tomorrow, dropping knowledge. Also, too, folks, definitely check us out on Anchor FM, because we did get up there to Anchor FM, I think, in the last couple of days. You know, so check out some of our episodes right there. Also, too, we will be asking people for donations in the future as soon as we set up a link to keep these platforms going on. And it's very, very imperative to unify all black media, all black platforms and what have you, and get away from that television, CNN, NBC News, that other son of a bitch I can't stand. Who's that no good motherfucker? Fox News, Tucker Carlson or whatever, and he kissed my ass.
Yeah,
and all
that
old type of bullshit. Yes, sir. And then also, too, and then let's get away from these cognitive, dissonant, brain dead, Uncle Sambo ass scratching, yassa bossing ass motherfucking Negro leaders out here who are selling us down the goddamn tubes every day. Because this pandemic is real. They are serious about kicking us off the planet. And to quote the words of Dr. Huey Percy Newton, if it was born, if it takes a breath of life, then it has a right to live. You see what I'm saying? But everybody else wants to say that there for their own selves, except for when it comes to us. So Brother Che is right. Let these other motherfucking groups go out there and hold their own motherfucking nuts, because I ain't taping for no goddamn body else except us, because we are all we got, black family. That's my closing statement. Okay, you know, moving on down the line. Dr. Love and Brother Che, and, of course, General Queen Melly, if she's there. You there, General?
Well, yes. Who's next?
Okay, I guess it's you, Dr. Love. We're going to go on there to Brother Che.
Okay. Well,
this is a disclaimer
for Chewbacca and all my brothers online, for all those FBI coons and shit that's over here listening, trying to sell us out and shit. This is for you motherfuckers. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Love it, love
now,
it.
Now, listen,
church,
say amen.
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 Yeah. And like what the referee says, protect yourself at all times. Okay. All right, folks. Okay. Okay, so we're going to, you know, go out with our outro tonight, and I'm going to play a classic, if I got it right here. And everybody going to know who this cat is right here. This is a song called Milestones by the one and only Mr. Miles Davis. And thank you so very, very much for tuning in to Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. Our episode was Vaccines. Air date of this episode was April 15th, 2020.